Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Maybe I didn't treat you.
Well, the organized collapse of Earth has begun. And I just look around me, and even people I know, like family, they even know what's happening.
Maybe I...
But their cells have a normalcy bias of living in a free, open country, and that's all going to end now. And they just want to normalize everybody dying of bio attacks and just living in this. And they want to just normalize entering a civil war while the globalists destroy the country and collapse it, have a bunch of us fight with each other. And I look at the general public and I say, good, let them die, Owen. Except then I think about the children, the little children, Owen. They don't deserve this.
Well, and most of the people that are even going along with this don't even understand what they're going along with. It's like Jesus said, is, you know, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So you want to be forgiving because that's what the Lord calls us to do. But they really don't. They really don't understand what they're involved in. They really don't understand that their hatred for Donald Trump or for Alex Jones or whoever is just them being blinded to reality by hatred, all being foisted upon them as this group of global elite seek world domination and conquering the planet. I mean, that's what we're witnessing right now. And you just got to wonder, as how bad does it have to get before the survival instinct clicks back in, before the sense of urgency clicks
in? And the answer is, if it doesn't kick in early, most people eat can, actually. So it's actually true that they need to die. I mean, most of the public needs to die. They're not going to have kids that rally. They're not going to care about life. But the globalists actually then are the worst people, though. They should die first.
Well, here's how they look at it from a eugenics point of view is, well, if you kill, let's say, 100,000 with a vaccine, you know, that's kind of a low number, you know, all things considered on planet Earth. But see, it's not about those 100,000. It's about what those 100,000 and their kids that are no longer going to be born, and their grandkids that are no longer going to be born, and their grandkids' grandkids that are no longer.
Listen, the millions already dead from this,
and they can't even deny it. They. Today, Walensky tried to say, oh, the VAERS numbers, those are just car accidents. What? That she actually said that today, that those are just car accidents.
The VAERS is the medical people reporting what happened, specifically.
Meanwhile, the actual COVID numbers are car accidents and gunshot
wounds. Well, I just know this. The people like Walensky and Psaki and Fauci, I mean, I see people out there, they say, we all need to die. I'm not going to go kill them. I'm not calling for attacks on them. I'm just saying, you're a bunch of violent psychotics. And I say you want to lead by example and kill yourselves.
And maybe they will, Alex. You know, maybe this vaccine thing is just like the Kool-Aid for Jim Jones. And maybe they'll take it, too. And they'll say that this is the great calling of the humans off the planet Earth so they can save it.
Well, did you see the president of the EU died from COVID vaccine complications? The evidence is mounting.
Oh.
Had an autoimmune disorder, just died the month.
Mm.
He was a globalist forced inoculation guy. He's the guy helping vote to forcibly inject Germans next month. He's dead now.
Yeah, or the hundreds of soccer players that are passing out on the field and having seizures and heart attacks.
A bunch of died.
Dying, yeah. You know, you see all the people mourning the loss of the life of Bob Saget. Okay, yep. But we're just going to ignore the fact he got the vaccine a month before he died. We're just not going to bring it up.
Well, he was triple jabbed.
Yeah, so, but we're not going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about the people that may have killed Bob Saget. No, we're just going to bury our heads in the sand in that. And that's just how it is, Alex. So that's why eventually this is going to hit everybody so close to home that they're going to have to accept what's been done to them. And their response after that, I mean, who knows what it'll be, but we already understand what's going on this planet. We know that there's an attempt at a global eugenics culling of the population. We know that there's an attempt of a corporate world takeover, and we don't want it, period. We want to live our lives. We want to be in charge of our own future, our own destiny.
The biggest thing is our listeners are sold on this, and they know it. How do we get them to realize how powerful they are to go out and speak out and wake others up and cause the chain reaction? Because, you know, so much of what I do more off-air now because of the show, but now I have more influence off air with prominent people sending a link to this person or that link than I have on my own show. And so It's a crazy time. Owen Schroyer, great job. You're going to be on in 2 hours with the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com. People ask, well, where are you on? We're on at InfoWars, where we're still alive and well. We're smart people, know we're still on air, and hopefully they tell others to tune in. Thank you, Owen.
Thank you.
Three very important life-saving words: vitamins, minerals, amino acids. And you find them all in Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals from really good, high-quality, absorbable sources, and a bunch of key compounds, amino acids, known to help get the nutrients into your tissues, into your cells. And despite the fact that the product is going to sell out in the next week or so, we're going to keep it on sale at 50% off for another 7 days. So again, I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. We're going to run this for a week, and then we are going to be selling out of this product. Hopefully more comes in the next month or so, because it's a bestseller. And it's something everybody needs for their immune system and their body. Get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now and support the InfoWar 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide on this Tuesday, January 11th broadcast. And I've covered four of my stacks. And I've got another 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33 stacks. And I got Owen's paper he left over here. So, we got a lot of news here. Got a lot of stuff to cover. But does it really matter? No. You want to die. You don't have a purpose. And I think Bill Gates is right. You need to kill yourself. I'm serious. I think everybody should just go blow their brains out for the earth. Burn your house down with gasoline. Do the liberal thing. No, I'm being sarcastic. But don't do that. The point is, that's who these people are. And that's what they want for you and your family. And if we don't start standing up to them, we are basically aiding and abetting these people. And I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to aid and abet these people anymore. I'm not going to be part of their system. I'm not going to go along with them. I'm not going to submit to them. I just can't do it anymore. Man, look at these articles I've got here. You know, I've got a little stack that's only about a quarter of an inch thick about Dan Crenshaw. And we've always known he's bad. I mean, he's as bad as they get. Because he poses as one of us, but he's not. But you know, I saw a document last night that he works for Klaus Schwab, and I thought, wow, I didn't know that. And I went and looked it up, and it's true. Wow. That's a pretty big story, isn't it? That's a new one. That's one of the stacks. And, you know, here's another one right here. Bill Gates' chief advisor named one of Jeffrey Epstein's executors, because Bill Gates really owned what he was doing. That's just Bill Gates' guy. I mean, that's of course. I told you Bill Gates ran the whole Epstein operation. I told you that a long time ago. That's mainstream news now. And then we've also got a whole nother stack of news here dealing with inflation. And then the Democrats are trying to pass laws that you can't have regular guns. You've got to have smart guns that are biometric computerized systems that surveil you. We've got that article, and we have the Christ graced FBI number two calls for feds to investigate, this is a quote, mainstream conservatives like domestic terror threats, because this guy's obviously the terrorist selling the country out with the globalists. And it's kind of true. We are a decadent society. We are out of control. We are lazy. We do just watch TV all day. And we don't really have a function. You know, we worship God and created art and cared about people and loved each other. That's a function. But we're taught that's not a function unless we're following the leftist law of worshiping whatever the new orthodoxy is. And so we've basically made ourselves obsolete in this process, and it's just incredible. But, alas, we have a video clip that's up on Band.Video with Dr. Robert Malone that Chrissy Lee did right before the show started. They did an interview that we're going to air excerpts from the War Room today, and they're going to post tonight at Band.Video, where he responds to a whole laundry list of issues, including the Project Veritas report proving gain of function and more. That just went live again a little while ago. And we're also going to post that interview in the live show feed of the broadcast here today. And if you go to the live broadcast feed of the show, we talk about the really big news story that Fauci approached the Pentagon about their COVID-19 they developed and about open-air release of it. And the Pentagon, at least on the surface, said, well, we're not going to do that. That's an act of war against China. But the point is that they were trying to blackmail DARPA and the Pentagon and Trump. Even Trump would have not known what was going on and wouldn't have had General Flynn in there in 2017 to say no to that, because that's right when that happened. So they weren't just going to release the weapon. They were going to have authorization from the U.S. government to do it, so we'd be the pariah worldwide when this got released. But instead now, it falls to Gates and the New World Order and the globalists and everything they did. So that's coming in at the start of the next segment. That's a very important thing. People need to discuss it. People need to be made aware of it. People need to know about it. And that's just, again, up to us, because if we don't care enough about ourselves to stop these crazy eugenics, environmental terrorists, death cults, that's what they are, from releasing things on us like this, who then they use it to shut down the economy and lock us up and say, oh, this was good for the carbon, this is good for the earth, the animals like it, you're locked up in your house now. They even admit they did it. And if we put up with that, we deserve to die. But you know what? My 4-year-old daughter doesn't deserve to die. She didn't decide this. She didn't do this. And that's why we all have a responsibility not to go along with this and to say no. But when you see a Democrat operative, high level, or when you see one of these globalist people at the NIH or the CDC, they fired all the good people in the last year who wouldn't go along with injecting children with this poison. You're literally looking at somebody that makes Charlie Manson and Jeffrey Dahmer and John Wayne Gacy look like good people compared to them. I mean, that's really where we are. And so, it's all out in the open. It's all out in the open. They created the bioweapon. It's all out in the open. They released it. It's all out in the open. They suppressed. Oh, that's in the Pentagon documents. The Pentagon said, oh, here's stuff that'll treat it. We know. And this is almost 2 years ago, the report on what happened. And you don't get it. I mean, that's what's so crazy. I've got some of the articles here where Twitter banned people doing screenshots and showing that the top trend last night and this morning was hashtag expose Fauci. And then even some of our own crew members did a screenshot and tweeted it, and they got suspended because you're not allowed to show people saying, hey, hashtag expose Fauci, because then you go back to Project Veritas. That's aiding and abetting mass murder. That's going along with the whole thing. That's signing on to historical levels of death and destruction that are simply unprecedented, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely unprecedented. So we're going to go to break. We're going to come back out of break with an excerpt of the Dr. Robert Malone interview. But this is an arrogant, evil, disconnected corporate world making its move on all of us. And if we don't stand up for humanity, if we don't stand up for the children, we deserve what happens to us. But the people that are carrying this out are the worst of the worst. And they are the greatest mass murderers in human history. They are the liberals. They are the trendies. They are the environmentalists.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Had a whole lot of time to review the Project Veritas story, but that did just drop last night. From what you've seen of it, how credible do you think that is?
So I think that what we may be seeing is one of two things. We either have a false flag operation aimed at Project Veritas and discrediting Project Veritas and anybody that will buy in to the Project Veritas narrative now around these documents, or we have someone at DARPA basically throwing Tony Fauci under the bus. And it's really difficult to tell the difference between those two. There's some language in here that is almost, it's like catnip. It's so straightforward about the hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, et cetera, and the risks of the mRNA vaccines, and that this has been suppressed, and talking about the Trusted News Initiative. It is so consistent with what I and many others have been saying that you have to take a pause and say, this is kind of too good to be true.
I would say that. Like, I mean, does that make you a little bit more suspicious? Because it's falling right in line with everything that you have been saying. So it seems like if you were going to try and discredit a group of people and doctors, this would be a good way to try and do that.
So I had breakfast with Pierre Corey this morning, fortunately, and he's already looked at these things also. And he concurs with me that the wording here is so straightforward. But I deal with the DOD folks and Marines all the time, and they tend to be plain speaking. They are not D.C. bureaucrats that have spent their whole life playing kabuki theater. And in my experience, the DOD personnel that have been involved in this all the way through are not comfortable with what's going on. And they have been very clear and straightforward to me when I've spoken to them, including the colonel who was in charge of the Operation Warp Speed project for Moderna, who called me months ago, set up a Zoom, and was very, very plain spoken with me about what he observed. Christy, I've just been given authorization to read the following statement from Ron Johnson's office, okay? Senator, Wisconsin, head of the Republican head of the Senate Subcommittee on Investigations. I've been investigating all these issues relating to the coronavirus and federal agencies' involvement in funding of gain-of-function and other dangerous research, as well as our response to COVID. I've sent dozens of oversight letters, and my investigation is ongoing. So that's the official statement at this point. Received a moment ago while we were speaking. Why is all of the mainstream media reacting, including Google, reacting so strongly to this whole issue of mass formation?
Well, there's a joke going around saying, like, mass formation is a lie, they all say in unison, because that's the thing. I mean, so much of this is proving the points that you've made, even with the Trusted News Initiative. I mean, the Reuters, the AP, prove themselves.
Right. They're validating Matthias Desmet's hypotheses in real time.
You mentioned something recently about a new virus popping up in China, I believe, like a hemorrhagic fever. Can you explain to me what's going on there?
So Bannon's group is doing a lot of reporting relating to an outbreak in China. And apparently it is on the doorstep of Beijing, whatever that pathogen is. And it's been described as a hemorrhagic fever virus. Okay, so that language, hemorrhagic fever virus, translates, generally speaking, to a group of viruses that are in the same family as Ebola, or it may be there are some viruses that cause hemorrhagic fever that are mosquito-borne and are also associated with problems, you know, encephalopathy, disease of the brain. So something appears to have cut loose right before the Winter Olympics in China. And it seems to have got the leadership of the People's Republic of China reacting very, very strongly. Are they overreacting? Are they overreacting because they're concerned about the Winter Olympics being shut down and the whole political hit that would come with that? Or is there truly a new pathogen and it's a threat to the world? There's no way to discern that right now. I am not in the belly of the intelligence community anymore. I don't know. They're not calling me and saying, Robert, get your team spun up. I'm now persona non grata. This merits careful watching. That term, hemorrhagic fever virus, is one that is not trivial. That's not a RNA pneumonia type scenario. And the speculation that a hemorrhagic fever virus could have been derived from a coronavirus through selective pressure of mass vaccination, that seems to be a stretch, but viruses do a lot of weird stuff, and they can evolve in a lot of different ways.
Spiritual warfare and with poisons and chemicals added to the foods, it's all come out. And they're doing that not because we're weak, but because we're made in the image of God, the Creator, and we are powerful. And the social engineers fear that so much. So that's why I repeat that famous internet saying that nobody knows who first came up with, but boy, is it true. The propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. They need all their propaganda and all their lies and all their evil and all their cultural death because they know we are strong, and they know in the end they signed on the God of this world, who is a loser. And that's why it's so important that everybody keep InfoWars on the air now more than ever. Because even if you don't believe in God, what the globalists are manifesting and setting up is satanic. And we are opposing the one world government and the mark of the beast they just announced.
There's a lot of controversy around this. That book about Alex Jones, for example. Alex Jones, the far right conspiracy theorist who was apparently. Alex Jones.
Stop! Russian, stop!
InfoWars comes to mind. Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very...
I
am recording this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. And that means there are only 7 days left of us being able to offer our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, at 50% off. It has all the vitamins, all the minerals, incredible amino acids. It is a game changer for your immune system and every other function in your body, and it's a must-have. That's why, despite the fact that it's selling out at current sales rates, we're going to keep it on sale for another 7 days. So we're running this until next Thursday. And your purchase supports the broadcast. I want to thank you all for shopping with InfoWars. Without you, we would not have been on air, and the world would be a much worse position right now than it's in. Thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we have now become the number one beacon of truth, exposing the Great Reset and the New World Order. So support your immune system and support free speech and the fight for liberty at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I am the one.
1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Joe Biden took office a little over a year ago. Federal officials met to decide how they were going to distribute the new COVID vaccines. If you'll think back, you'll remember that December of 2020 was the deadliest month to date in the COVID pandemic. More than 65,000 Americans had died that month. People were very afraid of the virus then. There was no treatment protocol for it. Vaccines seemed like the only hope. So the meeting was very significant. The CDC's chief medical officer, a person called Kathleen Dooling, unveiled her plan to distribute the vaccines nationally. She began by acknowledging that older Americans indeed face the greatest risk, as everyone understood. So logically, if you wanted to save as many Americans as possible from dying, you would give preference the very first shots to people over 65. That's the obvious policy. It might be the only morally defensible policy. But there was a problem with doing that, she explained. Older Americans were too white. As Dooling put it, quote, racial and ethnic minority groups are underrepresented among adults aged 65 and older. And this meant, according to Dooling, they could not be allowed to get the first COVID shots, whether they needed them or not. So instead, Dooling recommended giving priority to a group the government started calling essential workers. Their main qualification was not that they were essential, but they were less white than old people. So that's what the CDC went with. Its panel overwhelmingly approved Kathleen Dooling's recommendation. None of this got a lot of notice at the time, but it was a major change. Never in American history, modern history in any case, has the federal government made it official policy to withhold life-saving medical treatment from Americans on the basis of their skin color. But that's exactly what the CDC did. Those most likely to die of COVID had to wait weeks until their vaccines were approved. How many of them died in the meantime as they waited? No one kept track of those numbers because nobody seemed to care. And because nobody cared, the trend continued. Race had become a deciding factor in the distribution of critical health care in this country. Several states made it explicit. Whites would go last in the COVID vaccine queue, regardless of need. The state of Vermont did this, so did the state of Montana. And then the moment he was declared president-elect, Joe Biden made it official. A concept called equity, a kind of hyper-aggressive, racially hostile affirmative action, would form the basis of everything the new administration did, beginning with COVID policy. Here's Biden before even being sworn in last year.
I want to be very clear what my priorities are for distributing this emergency aid swiftly and equitably. Our focus will be on small businesses on Main Street that aren't wealthy and well-connected, that are facing real economic hardships through no fault of their own. Our priority will be Black, Latino, Asian, and Native American-owned small businesses, women-owned businesses.
So you'll notice the assumption in that sentence, which undergirds all the assumptions behind the administration's equity policy. And that is that non-white means poor and non-white means less healthy. As a factual matter, that's certainly not true across the board. It's not even close to true. In fact, the highest income groups in this country are now white. But they've run with it. And he made good on that promise. In its first year, the Biden administration awarded billions of dollars in COVID relief, for example, to black farmers purely on the basis of their skin color. Race was the only criterion. Now, doing that was illegal, obviously. It violated all kinds of federal laws, and a federal court soon struck it down. But the White House didn't stop. They accelerated, and they applied that same standard to everything, very much including the allocation of health care. Health care for all, that was the slogan for generations. The new slogan under the Biden administration was health care for favored groups. And those policies continue tonight. They're legal, they're immoral, and yet they are all but ignored by the media and, by the way, by Republican lawmakers. Several weeks ago, for example, the Food and Drug Administration released a fact sheet on a monoclonal antibody called sotrovimab. Sotrovimab is at this point the only monoclonal antibody treatment that is proven effective against the latest variant of the coronavirus. The FDA provided guidance for physicians in all 50 states, telling them how to determine which patient should get this treatment, this critical treatment. Physicians, the FDA explained, should consider, quote, race and ethnicity as they administer treatments. And so physicians are doing that across the country. In Utah, COVID patients are triaged by a scoring system that determines whether or not they qualify for these potentially life-saving antibody treatments. Look at this chart. It shows the scoring system. You'll notice that race often counts more than physical health. The state of Utah, for example, gives 2 points to anyone simply for not being white. You win if you're not white. If you have congestive heart failure at the same time, you get 1 point. So if you're a white congestive heart failure patient, that's not enough for you. It's the same story in Minnesota. Minnesota awards 2 points to so-called BIPOC patients. That means anyone who's not white. If you have high blood pressure and you're 60 years old, you get 1 point. So tough luck for you. Imagine if that was one of your parents. It is one of someone's parents. In New York, writes Aaron Sabarium in a shocking new piece for the Washington Free Beacon, quote, racial minorities are automatically eligible for scarce COVID-19.
And let's just be completely clear. I'm not some white knight or white savior defending people that aren't white from this. Poor people of every color are not the ones doing this. It is the globalist, dirtbag, leftist scum. And I'll just be honest with listeners. That's the only thing I got is honesty. I was so pissed off at the 15 after break that I had to go off air. Seriously, when I blow up and yell and scream and all that stuff, that's real. And sure, it's popular and it goes viral, but it's something I can't do. And so that's why more and more I just leave. Because I'm not going to blow up on air. I'm just going to leave. And I think finally today, when your engine heats up too much, I'm going to take a week off today. I won't be back for a week. Let everybody know I'm leaving. I'm going to leave after the show today, and I'm not going to come back for a week. It doesn't matter the biggest news ever is breaking. It doesn't matter everything we said is coming true. I know what's coming next, and I have to not be on air for this. And I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. I can be like the last line of defense and Mr. Patriot and all this stuff, but, I mean, this is a big deal to me, the end of America, the end of the world, the total depopulation. I mean, the collapse of our civilization. This is not something I can just sit up here on air and talk about like I'm – Madden or something doing NFL coverage. I just cannot do this. And I'm constantly thinking about how do I go protest? How do I go do a sit-in? What do I do that's nonviolent to stop these people? What are the forms of nonviolent action I can take? And, you know, I mean, just folks, we are inside the takedown of the United States of America. We are inside the world government takeover. I mean, Joe Rogan didn't need to be told about this. I was having dinner with him 2 days after, like a few weeks ago, Harrison Smith was denied health care because he was white with COVID. On video. He shot video. And Joe's like, yeah, that happened to my buddy. And my point is that's how widespread this is. And it's not like I'm like, I'm white. They're after white people. Screw the black people. It's the government and the technocracy doing it to make us kill each other. My God, how obvious is that? This is ridiculous. It is so sick. I've studied history, folks, and there's never been a tyranny like this. There has never been anything like this before. That's why all the scientists I talk to, and I agree with them, say this ain't human. I mean, the sophistication, the evil, the commitment, the mathematical symmetry of it, the way it's just like, you know, you're getting screwed by something big. And I don't care what damn color you are, you better get your under satanic attack. And you better resent it and reject it and call on God to deal with it. But I gotta take some time off, recharge my batteries, and get close to God, because I'm not going to just blow up on air.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
To
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now, the reason I'm so mad is watching humanity put up with these sacks of wannabe elitist garbage, treat us like animals, and disrespect us. It pisses me off. And you know, as mad as I am at the globalists, I get so mad at humanity, including myself, that I'm not strong enough to just overthrow these people now. I mean, people think like, oh, Jones, you got it last night, 10 o'clock at night, Project Veritas drops all these documents. I spent 2 hours reading them, confirming all the other documents that Fauci created the weapon and then released it on us and killed so many people I know, almost killed my father. And then he sits there and he sits in Congress and he's not dead. That's all I'm telling you is, I want you awake. I want you angry. I want you to stop rolling over to these people. And then I look at sacks of filth, traitors against humanity, enemies of everything good. I look at people like Dan Crenshaw, this sack of garbage, and he makes me want to throw up. This morning I got up at 5 a.m., and Eddie Bravo sent me a group text to me and Joe Rogan of this guy. And I saw him with Klaus Schwab, one of his graduates of his globalist group. And I thought, that's got to be fake. So I went and spent an hour, and I went to the Davos Group website, and he is an alumni of Klaus Schwab and the Bilderberg Group and the New World Order on their website 10 years ago. Of course, he's an agent of the enemy. And then that made me think, up there with the Lord Rothschild and with Soros' son, the same class with Mark Zuckerberg. God help us. God help us. And Tulsi Gabbard. And I'm not going to say just because you went to it, you're evil, your fruits are what matters. She's been better since she was out of it, but who knows? I don't trust her. But him, he has been. And Alexander Soros, they have proven who they are. And so I did some research. And you remember a couple weeks ago, I didn't cover it. Because Dan Crenshaw, everybody here knows he's a bad guy. He's not worth our time. We got bigger fish to fry. But he's a microcosm of what dishonor equals. What you don't want to be. And I saw that clip a few weeks ago from him at an event with thousands of people going, the Freedom Caucus actually votes Democrat. They can't be trusted. I vote conservative. Total lie. He votes for the Democrats most of the time. You go look at his voting record. He attacks Marjorie Taylor Greene, Gozer, all these great people. Jim Jordan, you name it. And he's up there. We'll play the clip. I mean, Mr. Tough Guy with his eye patch and all the rest of it, sitting back, telling everybody, you know, you can't trust the Freedom Caucus. Their voting record's not good. They got a bunch of lip service, but they don't really do anything. And then I've got all the articles right here in the clips. Spent an hour of my time this morning. I'll never get back researching before I talked about this right here. He attacked the Freedom Caucus directly and said they were grifters and had bad voting records and that his was better. When that's the, go look at it for yourself. Don't believe me. It's the opposite. He's the bad guy, obviously. He's got puff pieces all over Politico, the New York Times, saying how great he is. No need to look at the voting record. I mean, you know he's a piece of filth. But go look at the record. It's bad. Gun control, red flags, all, you know, don't question, you know, the election. I mean, you I mean, I didn't know they stacked garbage this high, ladies and gentlemen. And then it gets worse. He told the Texas newspapers, I've got the articles right here, that it was a conspiracy theory, that he never said the Freedom Caucus were grifters or that his voting record was better. When he's on video saying it. What? I mean, I would expect if I lied to you one time, you'd hate me, and I'd hate me too. I've never lied to you. I've never lied to you. And I have to look at this piece of filth, we're trained by Klaus Schwab, crapping on us all day. Ah, God, I'm sick of it. Oh, and he's the biggest insider trader in Congress. God, I hope God deals with him. So, here he is, a few weeks ago, lying about the Freedom Caucus, the tip of the spear for this country in Congress, lying about them and saying they're frauds when he's a fraud. Here he is.
Supporting these two. There's actually other veterans in Morgan's race. There's other front runners. But why support these two? Well, because I've been in Congress for almost 3 years now. There's two types of members in Congress. There's performance artists, and there's legislators. Now, the performance artists are the ones that get all the attention. They're the ones you think are more conservative because they know how to say slogans real well. They know how to recite the lines that they know that our voters want to hear. Let me tell you guys something. In the first 2 years of Trump's presidency, when Republicans were in control, when every single time we were voting on Donald Trump's agenda, who do you think was at the top of that list voting with Trump, and who do you think was at the bottom? A lot of names you would recognize are at the bottom of that list. A lot of names you would recognize are at the top of that list. Number two, it's probably going to make you cringe a little bit. Adam Kinzinger.
Shut up, that was that point. None of that's true. He doesn't name names because he's a lying globalist criminal. Yeah, he works for a foreign multinational corporate crime syndicate. Not a government intelligence agency, a corporate UN Bill Gates crime syndicate. Let me show you. So here's the articles. MSM. A representative, Dan Crenshaw, says grifters and performance artists exist among conservatives. Oh, really? No, he said the Freedom Caucus are con artists. Texas GOP Representative Dan Crenshaw causes uproar after warning of grifters, liars inside his party. And then he goes on and says, oh, I didn't mean the Freedom Caucus, even though he attacked them. Houston Republican Dan Crenshaw says conservatives can't afford to ignore climate change. Oh, yes. And then we've got all the articles with him for red flag laws, get rid of your due process. And we've got him right here in the same class as Alexander Soros, Mark Zuckerberg, Lord Rothschild, all of them right there. Isn't he just special? Isn't he just special? Here's the full shot from their website. Here it is. Oh, there they all are. Oh, Macron, the new puppet president of France under martial law. Isn't it all just liberal? The young global leaders of Klaus Schwab. Isn't that just nice? He doesn't want you to know about that. Well, he sits there and tells you that Marjorie Taylor Greene and Gozer, and they're the problems. That's right. It's not him. Oh, it's not Bill Gates' chief science officer running the Jeffrey Epstein Foundation. As I told you years ago, he ran the whole Epstein operation, and now it's in the New York Post that Bill Gates ran and is the subsidiary. And that the officer that works for Bill Gates as his chief officer is the head of the entire operation. How many times I tell you that, and now it's there. Oh, but Dan Crenshaw, the insider trader, he's a tough guy. He's a real man. He's a Navy SEAL. Nothing against Navy SEALs. Because there might be a few good ones out there. I know a few of them that are nice guys. But most of them are political globalists that signed on to the takedown of this country. And that's who Dan Crenshaw is. But you heard him. He said, oh, I've got the conservative voting record. These other people don't. But he didn't name names, did he? Because he's like a lawyer. He's a lying snake. You're the graduate of Klaus Schwab's criminal Legion of Doom. Mr. Tough Guy, with the whole corporate media behind you, you think you're screwing everybody over. You think you're smarter than everybody. You're pushing the deadly vaccines. You're pushing it all. Crenshaw, you are a loser. You are a disgrace to America. And you will burn in hell. You will burn in hell. I know you love the establishment. You love the system. You think it's so good to have them. I love my persecution. I love the attacks on me compared to being worshipped by the pedophile world government, Jeffrey Epstein, Bill Gates system that you came out of. Crenshaw was literally born out of the ass of Klaus Schwab.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.